that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
Yeah, Spirit of the Bride, say come. on the throne we sing, holy, so holy, almighty God, so holy, worthy, so worthy, there is no other as worthy. Jesus, oh Jesus, almighty God, Lord Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, almighty God, Lord Jesus, who was and is and is to come. Spirit, bride, say come. Spirit, bride, say come. Spirit, bride, say come.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. Spirit and the bride say come. Spirit and the bride say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything. who was and is and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride, say come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride, say come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
We love you, Jesus. We love you. Welcome, everyone, to Rapture-Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, and we are here to glorify him and to lift him up and to be an expectant bride waiting for him to come. So I want to welcome everyone, whether you're listening in on the phone or listening to this in chat room, which in chat room right now, we have a guest who we encourage to make a username for yourself so we can interact with you. And we have Raina. Hi, Raina. And Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. Jerry. Hi, Jerry. And Carol. Hi, Carol. And also want to welcome those who will listen to this later on in the archives. Welcome, everyone. This is Michelle. Hopefully everyone is doing well on this September 13th. And by the way, it is Rosh Hashanah and Feast of Trumpets. So happy Rosh Hashanah. And although I don't know if they have seen the new moon in Israel yet, I have not heard about that, which is when it officially starts when they see the new moon. So I know there's a lot of expectancy upon this this time period, as there is every year, Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. So we'll see. Although we are expecting him any day, every day and any day. And I think there is a very high expectancy on today. So, yes, I definitely say, come, Lord Jesus, today. We love you. Cannot wait to see you, Lord, face to face. Cannot wait to marry you. Cannot wait to be with you, Lord. Thank you so much for getting us to this point, Lord, for encouraging us and for just helping us with our trials, and helping us through the good and the bad. And thank you, Lord, for giving us encouragements along the way, your flirts. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, most of all for your love. And thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that we can spend eternity with you, Lord. Thank you for loving us that much that you want a personal relationship with each and every one of us, and to spend eternity with us, Lord. Thank you so much. We can never repay you, Lord. Thank you for loving us and for your mercy and your forgiveness. Thank you for loving us despite our imperfections, Lord. Thank you for sanctifying us and for covering up our sins with your blood, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everything you do for us, Lord, everything. And we cannot wait to be with you. Cannot wait to see you face to face, Lord. We love you. Spirit and the bride say, come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, nothing too much new with me since I was last on here yesterday, although I did have another dream, although I don't know if it really applies, but I dreamt that a coworker of mine was going to get married, which in real life she's already married. So, but she was getting ready to get married, and I had gotten an invitation, and I wasn't sure if I'd sent back the RSVP card. And so I asked her, I was like, did I send back that card? Did I send it back? And she's like, oh yeah, you sent it back a long time ago. So that may just be a random dream, but I thought I'd share it. As we have all are anticipating the ultimate wedding, the wedding to our Jesus. So cannot wait. And I'll go ahead and read from the devotional, Jesus Calling. Come to me and rest. Give your mind a break from its habitual judging. You form judgments about this situation, that person, yourself, even the weather, as if judging were your main function in life. But I created you first and foremost to know me and to live in rich communication with me. When you become preoccupied with passing judgment, you usurp my role. Relate to me as creature to creator, sheep to shepherd, subject to king, clay to potter. Allow me to have my way in your life. Rather than evaluating my ways with you, accept them thankfully. The intimacy I offer you is not an invitation to act as if you are my equal. Worship me as King of Kings while walking hand in hand with me down the path of a life. So, just be at peace. Be at peace and rest in him, because God knows what he is. So he will take care of you despite all the fearful things that are coming upon this world, and they're only going to get worse. So you're just going to have to rely on God even more, because this week, definitely expect it to be a very prophetic week, I would say. I definitely think a lot of things. And then you have the end of the Shemitah also, I think is today, the end of the Shemitah year, which we're expecting that economic collapse to happen, and eventually the collapse of the dollar and the New World Order and all kinds of calamities. So just another reminder to just be at peace and trust God, do anything, because he loves you. He will take care of you. So with that, I think that's all I have. I'll go ahead and mute our two callers we have. We have Jerry and Pat. The little wheels are still spinning, so I don't know if they can speak or not. But
hi, I can speak for now. Hi, I'm Michelle.
Hi.
Everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I have something. I just have something weird that happened last night that was really strange. And Yeah, right, Jerry? Dear God.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Jerry
what?
Had to kind of guide me on what how to present all this, but kind of fine-tuned a few things. And
It's so weird. The times and the clock that are involved.
Oh my gosh!
You know, they are not easily mistakable for each other. It is really intriguing. But I don't know if you guys don't mind. I'm really tired. I meant to get a nap today and I did not.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And I would like to go ahead and get Marianne's word today. Because it's a big deal for her and all of us.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has really validated for her the words he's been getting, and we've all really embraced it. We can feel it. sorry, I'm starting to pull myself together here. But it's very interesting. It's long. And the reason it's long is because apparently this is going to be the last word he gives her, presumably before we go.
Wow.
So this is very interesting. So this is what it says. This is my final word, please discern. And she has sad faces on it. She likes her words. Dear daughter, today is the day. This is it. I know you have heard this so much from me and from others. You are gun-shy. You want to believe but don't want to get your hopes up just to be dashed. I know that, but I reward faith and perseverance. Gethsemane, where my son sweated beads of blood wanting to stay, meaning not going on the cross, and you want to leave, meaning we want to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
The world has always been wicked, but remember, I created both good and evil according to my purpose. On Friday, I gave them only a taste of what is to come. Anyone who has ears to hear and eyes to see, they are in the fold now. The shepherd comes to gather his sheep as there is a gathering storm. There is one over the hill yet he must get. And she had a vision of a light gray sheep on the other side of a hill, out of sight of the flock. Do we know what time that little sheep will be retrieved? Maybe not the hour, but the day. Many of you have the time of your divine appointments. Believe this. But whether it is day or night, I leave to my discretion. She stays in contact with Pastor Patrick, and this is part of it's about him. I'm not sure I should really read this. It's okay. Basically, it says that he's going to be with the people who have been in his ministry, is what it says. Many could have been Patrick's, but their hearts failed them. Today, there will be failing hearts left and right. You won't see much of this. This is my final word to you. That is why it is so long. So long. Hee hee, another word for goodbye. I am funny. You have gotten my sense of humor, and that has brought me pleasure, made me smile to make you smile. You look to see how I long look to see how long this is, the word, meaning this word. I could talk all day, maybe I will, to all of you. You will hear me, but few will. You will hear me, but few do. I will bless you for this. Be at rest today, my darlings. Please enjoy this last day. Leave my earth with exuberance and joy, not worry. Worry over worldly things is a waste at this point. Stop, 2 exclamation points. You look to see how long this is. I could talk all day. Maybe I will to all of you. You will. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, something happened here, and I'm. That's that. Think of me only. Think of the beauty and the bounty of the earth, and multiply that 1,000,000 times. That is heaven. And she had a vision of a smiley face. And then it ends. I love you. Be at rest.
Aww.
Now there's.
Aww.
Yeah, it's really nice. And there's a, she has a few comments here, and she got some scriptures that sort of go along with this. Her comment was, Patrick, Patrick is a late riser. Anyway, that's another. It had to do with the word and a double entendre that was in the word. Not sure why Gethsemane was so emphasized. It was very emphasized as he said it. Any insights? Okay, so I just do a Bible flip, asking God to show me what he wants me to see. And I get Luke chapter 21. Then she says, verse 21:15 is, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, refers to a dream, her dream yesterday. 21:26 is men's hearts failing them for fear, which is today's word. And 21:36, which is, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape these things. And she says, God reigns. And so that was her word. And she asked, and then I just responded that in addition to, the things that came to my mind thinking about Gethsemane is, first of all, she had a word for Thursday that was about, took us to Maundy Thursday celebration, which is a recognition of the beginning of the Passion, the Passover meal, the cross, and all the way through the resurrection. And so the Gethsemane is part of that process where he goes out and is betrayed by Judas. Also, the apostles were led to go out, or he asked them to stand watch while he prayed and was sweating blood, and they fell asleep 3 different times while he was doing that. There's one other thing it brought to mind. What was that? Well, maybe I'll remember it later. Anyway, it's about the Passion, and she said it was extremely strongly emphasized that this Gethsemane, and. I'm actually going to look something up right now. The other thing that I would add is that while I was getting that word, Rosemary sent out an email to many of us, which we received, and, Rosemary says, slap yourself to stay awake. Sorry. Raina wants me to send that word email. How did Judy send that to you, Michelle? Do you remember?
Through a text.
It's a text, yeah. We'll see, Raina. Sorry, that I'm not. No, I don't know if I'm up to typing that right now, but I'll try to get around to it. So, that word is all about the last day. That's in the text of her word. It also is totally lines up, of course, with the fact that the Lord told her it was her last word. And this has been a very specific calling where she was going to get a string of words day after day. And Judy had this word for Mary Ann, and it has come true. We we've seen there's been a lot of power in these words, and he has declared that he is going to do things on days when we absolutely saw things happen. So this is really the last one. Okay, so rabbit trail. So now Rosemary sent this email out, and I just wanted to mention that a lot of you did probably get the email. She had an interesting experience with a couple of things that were going on, but she was led to a video in the middle of all this, and I was blown away because the video link she put in there is the video starts with a picture of a car, which is exactly like the car I normally drive, except picture in this video of this car is black, which blew me away because we've had so many of these things drawing us to the color black, and Maundy Thursday helped us understand that that is a relationship to the passion. So the Lord directed us to that, and so this black color is kind of a good thing, and which we could tell, I could tell already, but it's having to do with the passion. And then when at the time of the resurrection, everything turns to white, and the experiences that we have now, I don't. He says today, but I also know I have, look, I think he's got something for us, and even if it's not today, as we call it, there is so much that he's done that points us to this week that I won't be able to get off today. Actually, probably till the weekend, if I ever do. But so I just to sum up, there's a lot going on, and that's what I know. So I think that's about it for me. I'm kind of low. Does anybody have any questions or anything? I just.
Oh no, it's just so sweet.
Yeah, it's.
I love it. It's so precious.
So I guess really what I should do is sum up and say, Rosemary's had something today, and then that led me to something today, and, you know, this powerful experience. Of course, Marianne's word is very powerful. Pat's experience is very interesting and powerful. And I don't know what else is out there right now, but I don't think we need any more to understand that he is speaking pretty strongly to us. So let's see what today brings. That's all I say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, thanks for sharing that, Jerry.
Yeah. I'm just going to throw this out there right now. You're welcome, Michelle. Thank you, everybody. I just thought I'd look up what the name Gethsemane means. Mm-hmm. And it means an oil press.
Oh, wow.
And I have always felt like it can also be a wine. It's a pressing, a treading out. So it's similar to a word you might use for a wine press, but shemain means fat or oil. So it's like it can often refers to olive oil. So the now that's very interesting. Just real time, I was looking up that word in the concordance, and the root word is Hebrews, Hebrew 8080, and that is basically a number that I had in my head yesterday because of something I was doing. It just popped into my head. I didn't end up using it, but I was like, whoa. Okay, so I'm not sure how far he's taking this, but anyway, the really root word there means to become fat or grow fat, and because the oil is considered the fat of the olive. So, so that's Gethsemane, and if anybody else has any insights, that'd be great. But right now, Mm-hmm. That's what I have.
Nice. Very good. Lovely message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Mm.
What a sweet God.
Yeah.
Definitely encouraged about today and this week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very much. very much.
Mm.
I don't know if I have.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, I'm really encouraged. But it's... there's, we all know there's a lot out there in discussion
mm-hmm.
right now, and
mm-hmm.
it would be easy to just sort of ramble on about it. This is an occasion where I won't do that, but there's just a lot out there. But I am so taken with the words Marianne's been getting, the words and the feelings that we've all had, the experience we had last night in the show where Rosemary put a word, just made a post in chat and matched up exactly with Marianne's word yesterday, which was the one question I asked her about it when I read it. It just, he's really close to us. He's really doing things right within our group. And I have, you know, I'm out there surveying what's out there, but I am not, really very little of it is compelling to me. And, I have to say, I continue to have a sense that just the way things are, the way things I see things, we've discussed this on other days. It's just, you know, we're definitely experiencing kinds of birth pangs in our experience and in our personal lives. So if it's not now, it could be. That's all I know to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pat, I guess you had an experience to
yes,
share.
Yes, I had something last night. Okay, if I go off the radar for a second, if I have to mute, my special son is going to call me. He was supposed to visit today, but he was acting up really bad about something at home, and they didn't have him come over because he was in such a fitful mood. He'll come over next week, so. But he's going to call me later. So, if I say I have to leave, it means I'll have to leave for about 5 minutes, and then I'll be back on, and I can continue. But I'll read this as what happened last night. This was totally weird. but here it goes. I've exited a few words. I'm going to just read this off as I have it. Okay. This is too weird almost for words, but it is real that I know. I can't get my head around it. It has never happened before, and that is what is so interesting about this. I know the times I looked at. I know the feelings I had. When I noticed the time this a.m., but what happened is unexplainable in the woo-woo area of reality. If my cell shows time, it is in large letters, bright too, and yellow, especially in the dark of the room at night. I need that light it gives off to go to the necessary room, let's say, so I don't kill myself in the process of getting to it in the dark. No problem there. This is important to remember as I continue. Okay. I got to bed around 2:38 a.m., and that's not unusual. I stay up late, okay. But I woke with my heart beating very fast, and I assumed it was my blood pressure acting up, and I was tired, but I was awake. And I sat on the end of the bed and put on the time. It was 3:28 a.m. And I thought to myself, a bit distressed, dang, I only slept an hour, and in the back of my mind, I know Laura might want to go to church at 12 tomorrow, and I'm going to be tired. That's not good. And we didn't go. She was sick, and that's okay. The other thing, at this 3:28 time, I felt I should take some of my blood pressure meds, and though while sitting on the edge of my bed, and I'm thinking, oh, this will mess up the AM dose, but I will just take it later in the day. I have to take it now in case my heart is pounding because my blood pressure is up. I've had this before at night, not often, but it happens, nothing new. Okay, now it gets really weird. So I was sitting on the bed, maybe 8 minutes, so thinking about the show, yakking to Jesus, whatever, and also feeling I got to get to the necessary woman, has my name on it, you know, ha ha. So I have to go use the light on the cell to maneuver through the room to the door, no problem. As I noticed the bathroom door also in this early hour. I don't know, we shut it fully about 1/2 inch. It's open because nobody's around. That's okay. The door moved slightly as if something was pushing it open, just a smidge. Usually the cat wants to eat any time of the night, but the cat was not anywhere to be found because I looked out the door. Not in her special corner of the counter where her food is, so the four dogs which we have don't get her food and water, or her very cozy bed that we have for her, nowhere, which is odd. She's usually meowing, you know, for me to feed her at any hour. This is a very weird part. This does not make sense at all. So I proceed nonchalant to my bedroom door, which is closed, because the cat can't get in and use my closet as another kitty fan, which she will do. When I open the door, there is a window right across the room that I have the shade up to let light in of the morning in. Now, remember, it was dark when I looked at 328. It was lighter out, like dawn coming in. It was just dark before. Remember, I used the cell phone light to move out of my room, you know, to get to the bathroom. And if that light was there before, I would not need the cell. So I open the door seeing this, and I say, what the? How can it be that light out? I was just not that long, you know, in the necessary room or sitting on the bed at 3:28 a.m. And I said, what is this? Then I look at my cell time. Ready? It says 6:18 a.m. I was so upset. This does not make sense. How can this be? So I am baffled. I know what time it was when I sat on the bed, 3:28. And I was upset at that time, saying I only got 1 hour sleep, not good, my heart racing, take the blood pressure medicine. I know what I saw at the time sitting on the bed, and it was dark, and then this, but I am just miffed as to what happened. I have great faith, so I'm not freaking out, but, you know, 3 hours missing time, are you kidding? Who has this what? Dear God, I know September 13th might have something to it, but this is nuts. So that was my experience.
Wow.
Yeah, where
That's
was
crazy.
I for 3 hours? I mean, hello? And I still think about it, and it's like, this is the reality that happened, and I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. What happened? You know, then I was thinking, was I abducted? I couldn't even get through that bathroom window. I'm so fat. You know, they'd have a hard time pushing. Just all kind of crazy stuff.
Wow.
You know, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. And as you know, I look at times. Sometimes the Lord will tell me, look at times. He didn't this way. I just looked at the time, 3:28. Okay, it's 3:28. I only got an hour's sleep. That was very strong. I was very upset that, wow, why am I up after an hour? I know I was tired. So it was 3:28, not 5 or 6. And even if I was, you know, between the bathroom and slipping on the bed, maybe even if 20 or 30 minutes went by, it still wouldn't be 6:18 when I looked at my clock again. Okay? So I have no idea. So that's a very strange thing that happened. I have no idea what happened. I have no idea. You know, it was just,
wow.
But I was so shocked when I opened my bedroom door to go back to bed. And there it is, like the light in the morning. Right? Unbelievable.
That is crazy.
I know it's crazy.
Like some sort of time warp thing.
I know. I'm living with this, and I'm thinking, where was I for 3 hours? And I didn't even know, except that was very strange with the bathroom door moving slightly, okay? I don't know why it did that. There was nothing there. It didn't scare me or anything. I just didn't think of it after a while, you know, because I wasn't expecting any of this. And then I look at my clock when I'm going right into the bedroom at 6:18. I mean, hello. Strange things, my friends. Strange things. I've never had that before. Very strange. Very strange. Yeah. I couldn't sleep. It took me hours. I didn't fall asleep till like close to 8 o'clock because I was so like, ah! And I slept for a few hours and I was up and I just stayed up all day. It's like I don't even want to go to the room anymore. I'm tired of the day. I'm tired.
Right.
I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is,
not in the chair out here.
What I'm wondering
is, what happened?
You know how we all have our translation times and they're not necessarily, they don't make sense because they're not the same, but he said we'd be translated at the same time. Well, I'm wondering if that's going to kind of happen to each one of us prior to our translation time, like some sort of time warp, make it the same time. I don't know. Just my guess.
Maybe I was up with him. Maybe he was showing me something. Maybe, like some people said, I think Judy or somebody said, they're so tired, they think maybe they've been up fighting. I mean, I wasn't, like, tired because I was fighting or anything. I was just like, where was I?
Right.
For 3 hours, where was I? I wasn't fighting. I had no scars. I wasn't battle-worn, you know. But where was I? And no memory, nothing. You guys, you can't, if you could get into my head, and try to see me trying to get my head around this. I mean, nothing works. It doesn't make sense, but I can't rationalize it. I can't find any sense. I can't tell you why. And it's like, this is not normal. This does not happen. Like, what happened? I hope it was something spiritual, you know.
Yeah,
I was praying to the Lord. I say all kind of wonderful prayers and stuff. I rebuke the enemy before any of my prayers or anything like that. So I know God keeps me safe, but I don't know what happened. Maybe it's, as you say, a pre something or other that he's, and maybe he's doing this with all of us. Maybe he's, I don't know, getting us ready in some kind of different way. I don't know. I wasn't going to share this. But you know, I asked Jerry for some wisdom on this, and he told me a few things to take out and leave in, which I did. I went over it, but it's like he encouraged me to share it because maybe one of you guys out there have had something similar to this, and I'm not going to feel so alone.
Or
you
will
know?
Have. Yeah.
Or will have. Yes. I don't know. And much tonight will be totally normal and everything, and like absolutely nothing. Well, which is good.
Yeah.
But this is too strange. And you know I look at times. That's what I was saying. You know I look at the times, and I don't fool around with them. I know what that cell phone says. And these numbers are large. These are not little numbers right. You got to squint and see, you know. They're bright yellow and in the dark, and it was dark. And I was very upset, too, because I said, oh, wow, an hour's sleep. This is ridiculous. I'm going to be so tired tomorrow. So that emotion, plus having to take my blood pressure medicine at that hour, that I was going to mess up my schedule with my blood pressure medicine, but I had to. Why was my heart pounding so bad? I thought it was going to come out of my chest. What was that from? I'm assuming it was the blood pressure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Calmed down. Afterward, I was fine. But I thought, boy, if my heart keeps beating like this, I'm going to die because your heart can't keep going like that. I mean, you could just almost hear it, boom, 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 you know, like a crazy thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. And I was scared. I was a little scared that, you know, I could have a heart attack. You know, that's when I took the blood pressure medicine. Now, I take blood pressure medicine, like, in the morning, like 7 or 8 o'clock, and then at night, maybe 8 or 9 o'clock, because it's 25 milligrams each of Carilovil, and that's when you're supposed to. And I took it as an emergency thing at 3:28 in the morning. So I know it was 3:28 and then 6:18. I mean, hello.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm finished.
That's
what happened. Yeah. 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 So I know the time was 3:28 because of the emotions that I was distressed over that time because I only had an hour of sleep.
So do you feel like, so how do you feel now that the day's gone? I'm tired through the day, but I
don't want to lay down. It's like I'm not afraid or anything, but I don't understand what happened to me, Jerry. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Where was I for 3 hours? Come on. 3 hours. Where was I?
Well.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's a big well. It wasn't an alien abduction. I mean, forget it. They'd never, as I said, I was a kid here. They'll never get me out the bathroom window. I'm just, you know, Mama Pat, forget it. I won't even go through a wall. I mean, forget it. I mean, it won't work. You know, they won't work. I was having fun. But
exactly.
I don't think it's anything like that. That's demonic anyway. And God, I know God protects us from the devil. I know he does. We're his.
Yeah.
You think he's going to give us over to that fiend? Are you kidding? No way. So I don't know. But I wish you, oh, Lord, I wish you could have felt the emotions that I had when I saw the time differences and I walked in the room and there's the light coming in the window. Like, It was just dark like maybe 20 minutes ago. How was it morning at 6:18? How? I can't get my head around it. I can't.
You know what, Pat? Can you try to explain what emotions you did have? Because maybe that's part of why that happened, was to impart those emotions.
I woke up. I was laying in bed. Okay. And my heart was pounding like crazy, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is kind of scary. And I sat on the end of the bed, and I was thinking about the show. I was thinking about the messages. I was yakking with the Lord, and I was like, I always pray for you guys. And I thought everything was so wonderful. What a great show. What beautiful messages. And I'm thinking, and I don't sit there long, because you know the necessary room has my name on it. So it's like, you got to get in there anyway. So I'm not on the bed that long, maybe 8 minutes, you know. And I immediately, because I have a thing about looking at the clock, the time, when I'm awake. Anytime I'm awake, I'm always looking at the time. And there it was, 3:28. And I was very upset because I said, oh, man, she wants to go to church tomorrow, and I'm going to be a basket case. And I only had it. How did I get only an hour's sleep? Okay? And then I'm saying, I got to take my blood pressure medicine now. I mean, I had all these two sets of emotions in me, upset because I didn't get enough sleep, and I don't want to not miss, we never said we didn't go, but I don't want to miss going with her, you know, even though it's 12. I said, I'm never going to get enough sleep. That was the thing. I'm not going to get enough sleep. I'm going to be a wreck. I'm going to be too tired. I'm tired as it is anyway. Plus, my breathing is not right still. I mean, it's starting to get fluky again. And then the blood pressure medicine, like, my thought was, this is going to be messed up because I'm taking it at 3:28 in the morning. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And usually I can take it at those two times that I told you, and I'm okay. I don't get this at night. But I'm sitting there just stressed on the bed. And then I went inside, of course, and then I saw the door move a little bit, which I didn't really think, but no cat. That was weird. And then I opened the door, and I'm like, what the? What? The light's coming in. And I said, it was just dark. I'm not gone from the room that long, maybe 20 minutes at most, between sitting on the bed and being in there, because I take my time. It's funny. But, you know, I don't rush. And I'm thinking, what is this light coming in? Like, what? And then I said, then I'm going to look at the clock again, 6:18. And I freaked. And I tried to go back to bed, but I just was like, I just kept the, I felt the, I felt his closeness, his presence, you know, and he was just looking, like, I could just feel him looking at me, not saying anything, but watching my responses, that I was like, how am I going to get to sleep? Now I'm so upset because this is totally out in left field, you know, this is totally abnormal. You know, who loses 3 hours like this? Okay, all right, I've heard alien abductions and all that. I'm still out in the woods about that one. I don't know for sure. I just listen to them and I, you know, that's it. I don't know. I think it's demonic. I don't have anything to do with it. I'm finished with it. I did my preaching to the people. That was it. That was in 1993. Okay, so I'm thinking, where was I for those 3 hours and why? And that was the other emotion. Why don't I feel really different? Why don't I feel like something happened to me? I said, I am fully conscious of being, you know, in the BR, and I'm very conscious of going to the door, of sitting on the bed, and my mind is sharp, and you know, it's like, I'm a normal, rational person. I'm not exactly stupid. I can figure out which end is up. I try to be spiritual and close to the Lord as much as I can. So what the hell happened? You know, how do you lose 3 hours? Where was I?
I don't know.
And everything in the in where I was, you know, in the BR and the bedroom was very normal. I mean, of course, I had the heart, but it was just normal to me. Like, you know, and this, I have to get up in the night sometimes and go. It's very normal for me to do this. And why, if the light had been in that room, I wouldn't have taken the cell phone with me into the bathroom. I didn't need it.
Right, no, yeah, exactly.
I always use that light, and I always look at times. So you know I'm going to get the time right. I'm not going to be making a mistake. I saw 3:28, and I was very distressed because I was getting only an hour's sleep. Like, this is not going to work. You know, because I have a hard time sleeping. I mean, I didn't go back. I didn't go back to almost 8 o'clock. I said, I gotta sleep, because if she's knocking on my door to go to church at 12, I mean, I want to get ready. I mean, you know, but she was sick. So, she was sick, and we didn't go. And I don't go by myself. I can't, because I can't walk right and stuff. I need somebody with me, you know. Guys, I'm living with this sort of woo-woo reality. Like, you've got 3 hours missing. You felt perfectly normal through whatever you went through in the both rooms, and nothing was out of whack except for your heart beating fast. You took your medicine, you know, which has no side effects or whatever. It doesn't make you loopy or stupid or anything like some meds do, because I'm responsible with stuff anyway. And what happened to me? What? Where was I? My God, where was I? And how did anybody, how can I be 3 hours away and then only have the recognition of leaving the bathroom, going into the bedroom, seeing the light, and putting on and seeing 6:18 with no sense of interruption of maybe something happened? Because I'm very aware of everything that happened when this happened. You know what I'm saying? There's no break. There's no disruption. There's no weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just that the timing was weird. The times that I looked at. You don't know how shocked I was when I saw 6:18 and the light coming in. Like, how do you do that? How do you do that? whoever did this, how did you do that? Missing 3 hours. Where was I? I'm still... You know, I'm resting in the Lord on his sanity and his love and everything else to keep me going, because this doesn't make sense. He knows what happened, but he's not telling me. Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
You know, we don't necessarily have to understand it, but I guess.
I just get
the sense that maybe it's something that will provide that. If it's meant to have a particular meaning, then it'll have that meaning when the time comes.
Right. I have to leave it alone. I have to forget about it, and I'm just going to say something very strange happened to me. I don't know where it was. Maybe it was with the Lord. That's the fourth hour. He likes us to be in that fourth watch with him from 3 to 6. Maybe he took me to heaven to be with him. I have no idea. I have no idea. I can guess till the cows come home, and I'm never going to get it right until he tells me. No sense even going over it anymore again. I'm just going to drop it, leave it in his lap. Yeah,
this is the day in that dream where Jesus was the band leader that you had your audition.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're right, Jerry. You're right. Oh, my God. You're right. I forgot about that. The 13th.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. What the hell? No. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're right. I totally forgot about that.
Uh-huh. Maybe you had your audition.
Oh, my gosh. The 13th. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what dream was this?
Oh, you didn't know that dream?
I don't know if I remember it.
I can go over it really quickly. She's younger, and she goes to this place where she doesn't know people, but it's friendly, and she feels okay about it. And there's a band leader named Sal, which is short for Salvatore, which means salvation. Some discussion ensues, and there's another girl there, and it turns out they can both sing, and so he offers them auditions, and they get in Pat's dream, she gets handed a card that says 9:13, like it's a time of day, except she understood immediately it was a date, September 13th, and then the other girl gets given a card, and I think recently she's come to understand this is somebody that she knows.
Yeah.
And her card said 9:23, which could be September 23rd. So it may be that was your audition.
Oh, my gosh.
And with the band leader, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry, you're right. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I didn't put it together.
Yeah.
I didn't put it together.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today's the 13th. Yeah, and yeah, because in the morning at 3:28. It was
3:28, I think you said.
Yeah.
It was 3:28.
And yeah, right. So if you add up, I don't know, I thought it came 3:09.
It was,
yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, 3:28 and then 6:18.
Yeah, but if you add the numbers, 3:28.
Well, that's 13.
Yes.
3:28 is 13.
Yes,
and,
I don't know what 18 is, but Marianne
well,
had 18.
It's 15. It's 15.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know. But that's in the line of what Marianne
said. So.
Oh my gosh.
So the 13th through the 15th is Rosh Hashanah
in
September calendar.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And if you turn the 6 around, it's 9:18. Because I've been thinking of that a lot, that 9:18 is very important.
You know what? I have two, actually.
Yes.
The 16th and the 18th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How weird. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
So maybe that plays into it. Yeah.
Maybe it was your audition.
I'm wondering.
Which means maybe it was like a dress rehearsal.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too.
Gonna,
I don't know
what it's
going to
be like, well, like when he does take you.
I think, you know, that thought went through me. Thank you. I didn't say anything, but that went through me. Like, he's, like, preparing. Like, he's showing me. And I'm sure he's doing this with a whole bunch. And maybe you guys don't even know it. Maybe he's doing it in dreams and stuff in different ways that he's doing that with all of us.
It's like,
why wouldn't
maybe
he?
It may be that it's going to be like deja vu, except you're going to get to say, I see you.
Yeah, I don't know. But today, you're right, the dream. Oh, my gosh, thank you for reminding me. I totally didn't connect that because I'm so freaked out over where was I for 3 hours, you know?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and then it adds up to 13. And if you turn 6:18 around, it's 9:18. And I saw something, I can't remember what it was, but I saw something that said 9:18. And it's just like a flash went inside of me, I can't remember where I saw it online, but it was like, oh my gosh, yes, 9:18. Like,
right,
don't forget that date. Don't forget that date. Yeah,
interesting.
This is very interesting. Now it makes a little more sense that something happened.
Rosemary says in chat, Pat was singing for 2 hours. No wonder she's tired. She got the part.
How about three, baby?
Yeah, that's right. 3 hours. She got the part.
Oh, gosh.
Says,
thank you. Should have. I sung for 3 hours.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Hoarse.
Rosemary said, wow, Jesus told me years ago that the rapture will be a glorious production.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he had me up singing so that I can sing for when you guys are there or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I have no idea. Then it means your daughter is up there with me and Jason and anybody else who sings. They're all up there with me. Ask your daughter if she had any missing time.
Well, actually, we spoke to her today.
Yeah.
And she, the one in college, and she... Mm-hmm. And she was really tired. I said, what time did you go to bed? It was late. She was really tired.
Oh, wow. Who knows?
Yeah.
I was, like, freaked out because I saw the 3 hours missing, and I'm like, and I knew I was exhausted, but I couldn't sleep worth beans because I was so, like, this does not make any sense. This is not reality. This is not me. I'm a sensible person. Don't give me this stuff because I can't decipher it, and it's bothering me because it's not common sense.
So, Raina says she's had experiences like this, and it was training.
Really?
Yeah, she's actually like she's been taken and been going through training for like coming back and things.
Okay.
And she says she has occasionally remembered small parts of it.
I have no memory of anything. Nothing.
Well,
maybe
you're good. you're trained. You're trained.
Yeah, I'm trained. Yeah. I had 3 hours of something somewhere.
You're trained. It'll just come. It'll be like riding a bike, right? You know, it'll just come to you when you need it.
Well, I'm glad I shared it because I see now how Raina said that I feel so much better if she's had this. And I know, I don't know if it was Judy or somebody else, one of you guys said that they came back absolutely exhausted and they're pretty sure they were up there like training for war or something, you know, and absolutely exhausted. But this was for something else. But the 13th, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. Oh, my gosh. Because all I can think about is 3 hours. Where was I for 3 hours? I'm not thinking of anything else.
Right.
I bet there was a bunch of others up there with me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But it's still like so in the woo-woo area, you know. It's like, okay. Oh, my goodness. I hope the 23rd is going to be interesting then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I better warn my friend.
Yeah, well, that's going to be full meal deal.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we'll be in comeback mode, those of us who do.
Yeah. Oh, I'll come back too.
If we're on the near timing, we seem to be.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right. The 13th. Oh my gosh. Then that makes more sense to me. At least a little more sense. That maybe he took me for those 3 hours or something.
He certainly didn't waste any time, did he? I mean,
no.
He went right at it on the 13th.
I still can't get my head around it. It does not make any sense. To lose 3 hours. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. This is nuts. 3 hours gone. Where was I? I mean, the shock when I opened my bedroom door and there's the light coming through, and it's like I just left it. It was pitch black. 28th. And then,
wow.
You know, the sun doesn't come up, you know, even if I was in the bathroom, you know, for 10 minutes, you know, or whatever, the sun doesn't come up at, you know, 3:45 or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Even the timing there, it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't have made sense with the light. And then, of course, seeing 6:18, I was so shocked. I wish you could feel my emotions when I saw the 6:18. It's a good thing I have strong faith because I would be totally freaking out. Really, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
Okay, gang. I need to check out for the evening.
Sure,
and,
that's okay.
But.
Thanks for telling me that. I forgot about that.
Get some rest, Jerry.
You get some rest,
yeah,
please.
I will do that, see if I can pull myself together for tomorrow. By the way, I took a quick, what happened to Carol? She was on earlier in chat. I took a quick look at the markets, and the Asian markets are slightly down, not very much at the moment. And the futures for the U.S. markets are about half as high as they were over the weekend. So the trend at the moment is down, but it's not a major movement at the moment. So I think we should just keep our eyes on that, and we'll certainly watch as the markets unfold tomorrow and see what it is. But this should be the day.
Wow.
Based on history. And I will even go so far as to say, this is a dicey thing for people who aren't used to thinking about it, but these patterns, these are God's patterns, but there's a very high likelihood that the people, the elites behind the scenes are influencing, including, remember, this is a spiritual battle, and the markets really are not led by godly spirits, so except that God is in control, but it is my belief that these patterns have been replicated intentionally by the elites so that in their minds, if they're following a pattern of God, then God can't force them to deviate from that pattern. And it's their sort of passive-aggressive way of trying to have control. And I think they have to do this, especially on the Shemitah and Jubilee year. I do think there has to be a major crash in the coming market day. But obviously there's no absolute guarantees, and God is in control. Now, if they choose to go to a different pattern or a different recognition of things, if, for example, we have some indication that they're going to do something around the 22nd or the 23rd or the 24th, but if they deviate from these things, then, they're really not, they're breaking out of the pattern which they're trying to replicate. So the habit in which they seem to feel they have power, if they've gone out of it, then they're sort of exposing themselves. So when I was thinking about this earlier, I thought about the one of the words that Jesus said to the Pharisees is, because you say you can see, you're guilty. It's not because you've sinned. It's because you say you know what's right, that you're guilty. And essentially because they said they were doing what was right. And in other words, they're trying to have godly knowledge and apply it against God. And of course, this is a dangerous thing to do. So anyway, the markets are slightly down, nothing dramatic right now, and we'll see how that plays out tomorrow. Very interesting.
Wow. Day. Yes. Yes. Ay, ay, ay.
So, Michelle, I think there's some interesting stuff in chat. You can maybe, Raina and Rosemary have some interesting things in there, but I do need to get off the line. So,
okay.
Love you all, and good to speak
with you.
Love
you, too.
And if we're here, one way or another, we'll talk tomorrow, but I'm hoping it's face-to-face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Love you, and
okay.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you in the air.
Bye. Yeah.
I see.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Let's see here. Rosemary is saying, I saw an interesting video today. Some of the most powerful band singers are canceling appearances. Theory is that they are going underground because of a bad event to come. So that is interesting.
Wow. Maybe she can email that to us?
Hope is. Do what?
Can she email that to some of us?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Rosemary, if you can hear this, can you email that video to us? Yeah, I think we haven't went into a record mode yet, so she should be able to hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, it also makes me think of the Pope. He's supposed to come to America on the 23rd.
23rd,
but
yeah.
But that's when, everything is supposed to happen. So,
happen.
I'm wondering if he'll be underground in his bunker. Who knows?
I don't know. Who knows what's happening?
Yeah.
You just have to have faith.
Exactly.
To the Lord. And not be stressed or worried. Or anxious about anything, because he's got it all. He's got us. And it's like, I know he tells me, he says, no matter what you see happening around you, don't let anything discourage or distress you, because I have you. You know? Yeah. He tells me that now and then. Don't be discouraged about anything. You know? He's in charge.
Exactly. He loves us. He will take care of us. And
exactly.
He is in charge.
Who his own are. Yes. He knows who his own are. Who believe in him and love him. He knows. So we have nothing to worry about. I have peace. I had just a weird night, but I have peace.
Yeah.
No, I have peace.
I'm thinking that might be our translation. I don't know.
I guess we'll
see. Well,
That hit me that it might be just a little rehearsal or a little showing me what's going to happen, maybe a little bit or a little preparation. I have no idea. I can't remember a thing. I mean, total amnesia of anything that happened. But I'm sure he's done this with everybody in a certain kind of way. Mine was just that way. Yours or somebody else might be a little different. You know, Jerry's daughter was very, very tired, too. And, you know, it's just, who knows? Who knows? God's in charge. He's going to do what he wants. He knows that we are his, and he can do whatever he wants with us. He can take us wherever he wants, obviously. And whether we understand it or not, you know, but that was totally freaky.
Yeah.
to put it mildly, I mean, that was totally abnormal what happened. Things like that just do not happen.
No.
I'm glad Raina said that she had some experiences. That makes me feel a whole lot better that, you know, it's some kind of training or something. I don't know. But it goes with the dream, the 13th, yeah. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
For you, it's probably singing.
Probably singing. I don't know. He's rehearsing me up there for something, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. No idea. I have no idea. We can guess and guess and guess until he tells us we don't know a thing. But just we have to live with these weird things.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Raina said that she had that too. And I know some other people have had that situation too, where they come back totally exhausted. And it's because they've been in training for fighting or something up there, you know, through the night. So who knows? Anywho. Oh, my goodness. So that's it. Except a few song titles, I can't think what they were now. But they were good. Listening. I listen to the music and I pray, and the soundscapes and the titles on some of them were really. But I left the titles inside. I didn't bring them out here with me. My memory. If I don't write it down, I mean it's bad. Don't get old. I don't have Alzheimer's or anything, but I can't always remember, you know, something that happened hours ago. This I remember, though. Oh, my goodness. But a song title, I'll forget. Oh, yeah. I remember the important stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I remember looking at the clock and seeing 44 after a lot.
All day.
3 hours in a row, 44 after. And
yes.
Of course, 4:44
yes.
This afternoon.
Yes. Gotcha. No, I saw that like 3 or 4 times today, the 44 after the hours. Yeah, 6:44, 7:44, an earlier time too, 44, all over the place. Getting tired of 44. That's boring, Lord. Put something else on. That awful. Sick of 44s. Well, I don't know what that means. Give me something. Well, he did.
Yeah.
He gave me something else for sure. 3 hours missing. How about taking 3 hours? You don't know what you did. Okay, that'll work.
He was thinking, oh, she's probably getting bored with the 44, so
I'll fix
we'll give her this.
Let's check three. It's 3 hours missing.
Or, yeah, 3 hours missing.
See how you handle that, kiddo.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't. You got me. You got me good. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But I felt the 13th would be special. Boy, he didn't disappoint me.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny. It's funny. It's funny, but it's like, woo, like, okay. Okay, good. Oh, well, I'm glad we had some stuff. That was good. That makes me feel a little better. I just wish I could remember.
I know.
I know. It was so normal, everything. I don't see how he did anything taking me for 3 hours and not me knowing anything or sensing anything except the door moving a little bit, which was weird. That was weird, but it didn't scare me. It wasn't the cat.
Yeah.
That was strange. Why did the door move? That might have been a time warp or a time thing of changing times when I came back or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's strange. Anyway.
I checked. Let's see. I was contacting Keith and asking him if the moon has been seen in Israel to see if the Feast of Trumpets has started. He said he checked with someone and it was not seen yet. So I guess technically it's not started yet.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean we can't go now.
Oh, right, right, right.
Definitely tonight, today, tonight, tomorrow is very high possibility for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I don't know.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Really strange.
Come.
Yes, come, come, come be with us, Lord. Take us. We're so lonely. We really
We're ready
are.
To marry
to
you.
It's time to go.
It is.
Time to go. Hmm. Oh,
well, it looks like Jerry hung up, and you are the only, just you and me on the line here.
Well, listen, if you want to, you want to close up, go ahead. I'm talked out. I
you
have nothing else I can really
so.
Share. Yeah, no, no. If you want to close out with a song and we'll just call it a night, that's fine, you know.
Okay.
Bill sent me a very interesting, I'm going to look at that video. If it's worth, if it's good, I'll send it on to you guys. I don't know what it's about. And he says, is this really it? That's what he's titled it. So I'll see what this video is. It's something I don't recognize. But he just sent it, so I'll send it on to you guys if it's good. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I see, thank you, Rosemary, you sent the other video about the bandstand. That's weird. I'll have a look at that, too. But, yeah, you probably have that, too. But let me see what Bill's is, and if it's good, I'll send it. I'm sure I have a feeling it is, because he's saying, is this, he says, is this really it, with about like seven question marks after it. So we'll see. So this looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this looks really good. So we'll see what happens. Whatever I have, I'll send it on to you guys. You know, I'll make sure it's something good. Okay, so if you want to close up, honey, go ahead. You know, and with the song and whatever, and we'll call it a night. Love you all, and God bless you, and
see you
the air.
In the air.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
We love you, Jesus. We love you.
We love you, Jesus.
Spirit and the bride say, come.
Come and get us, Daddy. Get her, dude. All right, good night.
Good night.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I